Fashion isn't at the top of everyone's priority list. But as a business owner, whether you like it or not, your reputation is often tied in with your personal styling. Because what you're wearing sends a message, and you want to ensure it's the right message. For anyone who knows me, you'd be familiar with my strong aqua, turquoise, and teal brand colors. And I always ensure I'm wearing at least something from that color palette whenever I'm out and about. And these days, I opt for slightly more pricey pieces that make me feel like $1 million, rather than cheap stuff that makes me feel pretty average. So do you dress to impress? In today's episode of Marketing and Me, Lucy Owens is sharing some personal styling secrets for next level success. Without further ado, let's jump into the episode and see what she has to say. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Lucy Owens. Welcome, Lucy.
Hi, Leanne. Great to be here.
Great to have you. This is going to be an awesome episode. So just to introduce you to everyone, Lucy is an image consultant and personal stylist who loves helping female professionals and leaders age 35 plus establish their own contemporary signature style that positions them as credible, relevant, and polished professionals. Nice to think there. I would love to just first of all delve into you and your business journey. Like, what brought you to where you are today?
Yes. Great question, Leanne. So I guess, you know, I've been running my personal styling business now since 2019 was when I launched it. And my own kind of career journey actually started in the fashion industry. I always had an interest in clothing. I loved putting outfits together. I did have a bit of a natural, I guess, affinity for it. But more than that, I was always really captivated by how different clothing made me feel different and made me go out into the world with a different energy. And so I ended up working for some really beautiful brands. I did the marketing and PR here in Australia for Armani Exchange and Calvin Klein. And, you know, it was a dream role. I really enjoyed that role. And then from there, I actually kind of pivoted and went a bit more into some corporate communication roles, which again, was a great learning for me. And I guess the thing that really helped me, Leanne, on my career journey and actually moving up the career ladder was my style and the sense of confidence that came with how I could present myself. I was always, you know, interacting with people at very senior levels, GMs, CEOs, members of the executive team. And I always felt really comfortable in how I could present and express myself within those roles. And I think that had a really huge part to play in me actually moving into senior roles. But look, you know, for me personally, there came a moment in my career where I just felt that the corporate world was no longer for me. I just really knew that I needed to get back to something that had a bit more meaning for me. And I knew that was going to be back more into that fashion and that style world. When I first left corporate, I didn't exactly know what that looked like. I took, you know, a really lovely, very kind of spiritual career break. I really spent about 3 years living overseas, doing a lot of travel and really exploring what I wanted to do. And I just knew that I wanted to help women have that confidence and the success that I knew could come from that confidence with their careers or with their own businesses. I work with both women in corporate, women who like you and me, entrepreneurs, were building our businesses. And that was how Style Rises came about. And I've been helping women ever since then.
I love it. Okay, so tell me, you said a little bit about how the clothing made you feel, but yet why does the way you dress matter? Is it pretty much because of how you feel, also how other people perceive you, a few other things?
Well, I think, yes, it's both of those things. We all know that clothing affects how other people perceive us. I think that's a reality of life. People are going to look and judge. But for me, the biggest part of why we dress matters, it is because it affects how you feel about yourself. And I think any woman can think back to a time where, she's had an outfit on that she's absolutely loved, and she's looked in the mirror, and the difference that she feels when she likes what she sees. And I think it elevates our mood. It, totally changes our energy, the way that we interact with other people. And I think that is one of the biggest things that why we dress matters. And, there's a wonderful quote from a US designer, Rachel Roy, and she actually says, "We do better when we look better, because we feel better." And, I absolutely believe in that. And I know that to be true for myself, and I know it to be true for the women that I work with. And I think particularly for women, there is a really, really clear connection between our clothing and our confidence. And, and it's been documented, it's been studied. There's a lot of research in that area. And that confidence is a huge one for women. And we need confidence. We need confidence to progress, to move forward towards, what we want to achieve in our lives. And, our clothing creates feeling. That for me is the main point I want to get across. Our clothing creates feeling. And, for me personally, it is, and I get to share in the feeling of giving a woman confidence in, how she walks out the door every day. And I think that for me is, an incredible, incredible part of my job.
Yeah. I can talk from personal experience. So, just when you were saying about what you wear and how you feel, for example, I had this, almost floor length turquoise, which is my brand color, obviously. Yeah. Cocktail, it's kind of a Grecian kind of look, really flattering. And I feel like $1 million when I wear that. And I've worn that to weddings, awards evenings, whatever. And then take me back to my 21st birthday dress. And I was looking, I wanted red for some reason, but because I think I was paying for it, but I went shopping with my mum, who's very budget conscious. So rather than going for the dress that I felt like I really liked, I went for one that was cheaper, and it had this kind of crumpled look to it. Mm. And I wore it out going, it just looks like I haven't ironed my dress. It doesn't. Anyway, I just remember looking back at photos going, oh, I cringe. My bust doesn't look very nice. It wasn't overly flattering. And growing up, I often went for whatever's cheaper. I would never spend more than $30, $40 on a top. Mm. And, pants, or maybe invest a bit more in jeans because I'll wear them to death. But now, just in recent years, I've started going, all right, I'm going to spend more on my clothes because I feel so much better. I feel elevated, like the word you used. So, I know I was saying offline with you the other time we chatted, by Samantha Melbourne is a brand that I was introduced to beginning of last year. And, it can be $180 or $200 for a dress, which would have been unheard of 5 years ago. But I feel so good in them because they're all wrap dresses, which I was once told by a stylist that was the best for my figure. And the colors pop, go for the turquoises and all that kind of stuff. And I just feel so much more confident stepping out. And then I go back to my wardrobe and go, oh, there's that top from years ago. It still looks good, but I feel so much better with this stuff. Like it's, I know that I've spent more money on it, so I feel better. And I know other people who just go, oh, I just get Kmart clothes. And they don't have confidence in themselves when they leave the house. Like, it makes a big difference. Yeah.
It does. And I think, you know, to your point, you don't actually need to be spending, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars, you know, on clothing. You can absolutely find some beautiful pieces at accessible prices. But, you know, when you do, when you know what you're looking for, and, you know it's the right style for you, it's a beautiful color for you, you know, it's going to make you look amazing. And you do spend that little bit more money, you get a beautiful quality piece. Every time you put that on, it's like you are affirming to yourself that you are worth that. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, I'll often hear from clients sort of saying, oh, you know, it was a good buy because it was on sale.
Yes.
You know, I got it at a discount. But, you know, it's only a good piece if it makes you feel amazing, well, you know, no matter what the price point is.
Exactly. I know it was a couple of years ago, just as, you know, first 2020, a bit of lockdowns, and I treated myself on the Facebook group of Buy Stop Sell a big bag of clothes, like secondhand clothes, but they're all big brands. So well-known brands. So even though it was the brand, look, the fact that it was secondhand and I got it for free, it just cheapened it that little bit. I just couldn't wear it as proudly as I knew I bought it firsthand and everything like that. So it's still even, so the label doesn't necessarily make it. It's the whole, what it means to you. I mean, it associate it with, I got this for free in a bundle and, you know, someone's off cut, so, you know, secondhand goods that they didn't fit into or whatever. But when I buy online, I'm like, okay, the whole buzz of obviously buying online and I actually know this fits and it arrives and I'm like, I know I'm going to love it. So, yeah, I totally get all that. So this is obviously how then it helps to create and elevate your brand, because if you're feeling great, you'll then portray yourself in a better light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the other thing, you know, when we're talking about elevating brand and, you know, we've all, whether we like it or not, we, you know, we all kind of have become our own brand now, you know, particularly, you know, for those of us who are running our own business. And, you know, the way that you dress, it is a part of that overall brand of you. It is this kind of visual expression of who we are. And, you know, I think that is an incredible tool that we have. We have a really amazing opportunity through our clothes to actually say to other people, you know, hey, this is me. This is my story. You know, these are my brand values. You know, this is kind of what I believe in. When we do dress in that way that is authentic to who we are, when we dress in a way that makes us feel confident, I actually think that that really, as I said before, you know, the confidence piece helps us interact differently with people. People pick up on that, you know, they want to connect with us. They want to connect with people who are authentic. And I think that the style is another piece of that. And it's the first thing we see. It's, you know, it's the first point of connection. So I think, yeah, you know, we get to write that story, you know, and we get to tell other people really who we are through our clothing.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And so what are some, when it comes to being personal stylist, what are some common myths around style and stylists that we need to debunk here? I mean, a lot of people might think, oh, personal stylist, that's only for like the uber rich people. totally not accessible. I feel like that's so beyond like, yeah, what I can do will be part of. Would you like to talk a bit about that?
Yes, and exactly as you said, Leanne, I think there is absolutely that myth that this is a service that is designed for celebrities, you know, politicians, people in the media. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it's not true. It's most of my clients, you know, as I said, I work with female professionals and leaders, you know, they're 35 plus, but they are just women who have lost their way with style, or they've never been taught style. You know, as women, it's not something that we are taught. You know, some of us have a natural affinity for it. Maybe we've got a really stylish mom, a really stylish sister who helps us. But for other women, you know, it can be a bit of a minefield. And, you know, the women that I tend to work with, they all of them have really the same goal, and that is they want to feel good in what they wear. And they want to be able to go to the stores or the shops and actually know that what they're buying is the right thing, because it can be really, really overwhelming. So, you know, it is a service. You know, I really see it as part of professional development, particularly for women. You know, we see coaches and trainers and, you know, we get help when it comes to our health and wellness. And really, styling is part of that. It is part of just developing you. And as I said, you know, we're not taught style. So it's something that and it's something that can be taught. You know, I want to make it really clear that, you know, if you're a woman and you feel like, oh, my gosh, but I've just never had a sense of style, I don't know what to choose, like, I have no idea, I want to tell you that you can learn it like any other skill, like cooking. All you need to know are the ingredients. And once you know that, then it really, really does become easy. So yeah, that's probably the biggest myth. But the other myth that I think there also is that you need a lot of money to look good. You don't. You can look amazing when you know what suits you. And you don't need to spend a lot on your wardrobe. You don't need to have designer pieces. You don't even need to have a really big wardrobe, but you need to know the right pieces for your wardrobe, for your lifestyle, what suits you. And once you do that, most of my clients end up spending far less than they ever did, because so often we think, I've got nothing to wear, I'll go and buy something new. but that doesn't solve the problem. It often perpetuates it, you know, and I see, you know, sort of women end up with so many options in their wardrobe, but nothing kind of goes together. So, you know, I actually really try to encourage my clients to have a smaller wardrobe, but one that is cohesive, well curated, and really considered. And that just makes things so much easier. So, you know, there's an initial investment up front to work with a stylist, and then that money, I think, is returned tenfold in what you save on what you actually purchase.
Yeah, because I've heard of the whole the capsule wardrobe, which was introduced to me years ago, and it was like, all right, just have the essentials. You have, you know, black skirt, black pants, denim pants, yeah. You know, and then a range of different colored tops, and then your dresses, and then, you know, cardigans. And so pretty much most things in my wardrobe go with each other. And then I guess, yeah, and then winter started coming. I'm like, oh, I've got these pretty dresses. I want to wear dresses through winter. So I went online and I found a great website, Snag, it's called, and I got colored tights. So I can add colored tights to my outfits, and I still feel that, you know, something more exciting than black tights and more exciting than jeans, because I just got so over jeans. I've probably only worn them a handful in the 5 weeks or so of winter the time of recording. So and the whole thing in terms of my like what works for my body, I had an inkling like what I didn't like, but I didn't always understand why.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, when I did speak to stylists initially, I think it was after I'd had my eldest, a couple of years after that, I learned that I'm inverted triangle.
So yep,
avoid anything. Yeah, avoid anything that's over my shoulders, anything too puffy. I'm like, oh, that's why I avoid that. And anything to like spaghetti strap, it makes my shoulders like bigger. Pop out. So yep. I'm like, good, know that. And I learned about the wrap dress because, you know, it just adds some shape to me and things like that. And I also learned about colors because I just had my whole wardrobe was black because I felt too scared to do anything with colors.
Yeah.
And she's like, where's all the color? And you're like, okay. So I then went probably too far, went a lot of greens, a lot of turquoises. But now I'm like, I'm bringing florals back because I was scared of florals for a while, going, it's hard to find floral prints because I'm not a a light colored pale, like I can't wear light colors either with my skin tone. Yeah. So a lot of the girly florals didn't suit me. I need more of the dominant, I don't know what
you call them.
Older prints. Yeah. So it's true. Once you have that initial conversation, it's just, it sends you on. So I had that conversation years ago and now I'm like, cool, I got direction. So it's definitely worth having that chat with a personal stylist and just knowing what works for you and, what you can get going forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's the knowledge, isn't it? It's the knowledge that is super, super empowering because it gives you the clarity. Like it gives you the clarity that when you're faced with, you know, we are now faced with just so many more choices in the stores. Mm-hmm. But when you can go into a store and you know, right, these are the colors that I'm looking for. These are the styles that I'm looking for. It is freeing.
Yeah. But what if you, this has happened to me recently. I'm like, cool, on my lunch break, I'm going to go shopping. What if the style of the current trend does not match your style? What do you do then? Like I'm seeing all these things are just too baggy for me, too the wrong type of floral, the midriff showing.
Yeah.
What do you do then if the current trends don't match you and you really want to get some new clothes?
So I think with trends, you know, you only buy into a trend if it does suit you. And I think it's very, very easy to be swayed by trends, right? And we do, you know, we naturally kind of want to, you know, add new things in and look like we're kind of up to date. But if it doesn't align with you and it doesn't make you feel good, then avoid it because you're actually just throwing money down the drain. Update your look. You know, often it can just be with new accessories that can do that. It can even just be with perhaps a color that is on trend in that season. But look at buying that in perhaps, you know, a slightly more classically sort of styled item versus something, you know, that's got the big puff sleeves or any of those other trends that are going around.
Oh, good to know. Yeah, so you get like a scarf or necklace in the colours with your old outfit and you kind of look like you're up to date.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can even look at, you know, things like shoes. You know, shoes go through trends. So, you know, it might not be in clothing, but there's always other elements that you can add. You know, I'm someone who, you know, I tend to sort of dress a little bit more classically or a bit, you know, I kind of like that more classic sort of refined looks. And I only ever purchase the trends that still like align for me. So I still go for those sort of, you know, I'll go for like a touch of a trend, but it's nothing like full on. So I think sometimes we just, need to look around and you don't have to go full on into a trend. You can just kind of, you know, find something that's a smaller expression of that.
Oh, I like that. And so what are some other, so there's some little tricks or tips there. Any other quick and easy ways to enhance your style?
Well, I think we've already talked about color and, you know, for me, that is one of the biggest. And the number of women that I see who I think similar to you, Leanne, before, you know, you had seen a stylist is that they choose black or might be navy because that's what feels easy and it feels safe. But, you know, there's not a lot of energy and there's not a lot of, I think, vibrancy in those colors. And, you know, all the women that come to me, most of them would love to have more color in their wardrobe, but they just don't know what colors to choose. So, you know, color's the first thing we see on someone. We see that before we actually notice like the style of the clothing they're wearing. You know, it affects our mood and our energy as well as, you know, how other people perceive us. And it's just instant. You know your best colors, like, yeah, I mean, my wardrobe's filled with them and I rarely go outside of them, as I know, you know, yours is as well. And it's just, you know, it's just so, I think, such a wonderful feeling to wear a color that you know really suits you, that makes you feel really good. So I would say one of the easiest ways to instantly change your look or to elevate your style is actually to start wearing color and exploring color. And, you know, go and have a professional color analysis. If you haven't had that done, get your palette, find out your palette, get your signature colors and start buying them and adding them into your wardrobe.
Yeah, because that comes down to skin tones, your hair color. Are there any other factors involved?
Eye color.
Eye color, yes.
Yeah,
that brings out your eyes. Well, that's probably why I started wearing a lot more green, because my eyes, my husband disagrees. He goes, your eyes are hazel. No, they're green around the outside and like brown in the middle. So every time I wore green, people were like, oh, it makes your eyes really pop. And I just remember that compliment. And I think that's why when I did start bringing color in, I started with like the forest greens.
Yes.
And, that worked really well. And also because I have sort of olive skin tones, it all kind of worked. And then, you know, the turquoise, that's just my happy color, right? And with my branding, that's tied in. So always have a touch of that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. And then I went to a networking event where it was someone talking about colors. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, she had this whole palette of different shades. I'm like, I have all those in my wardrobe. Good to know. I'm on track. But I can't wear, yeah, pale pinks, anything pale. I kind of worked out ages ago, just makes me completely washed out.
Yep.
And even actually, just side note, hair color, I did go kind of blonde once and that really washed me out.
Yes. So
for me, I feel like the darker hair can go slightly reddish or whatever. Mm. That suits me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hair color plays a really, really big role in you know, what colors suit you. And you know, that's something else where I think for me, a woman is her most beautiful when she's herself. And, you know, we do want to change and try different hair colors and so forth. But I really do believe in just like embracing our beauty and learning how to dress ourselves in the most beautiful way. And color is a really amazing piece of the puzzle in doing that.
Oh, I love that. All right. So let's spill your secrets. What are some of your secrets to stop feeling confused and overwhelmed with the wardrobes, the shopping, and any other personal styling secrets that you can share with us today?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, if there's anything that I've learned over the years, and this is through my own journey on style and obviously, you know, as I've worked with clients, it's to be true to ourselves. And, you know, I think as women, we often haven't explored the connection between our clothing and who we are. And, you know, for me, this really does come back to like embracing who we are. I think, you know, we are bombarded in the media, you know, with, you know, what we should be wearing or, you know, expectations of what we should look like. You know, we might see, I don't know, you know, stylish celebrities or, you know, other women and think, oh, you know, I'd love to wear that and so forth. And often, you know, we try to perhaps wear what someone else, you know, is wearing, but that doesn't feel true to us.
No, I've done that before. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it looks so good on her. And I'm like, doesn't work.
Yeah, like, why doesn't that look good on me? Because, you know, we need to take the time, I think, to, you know, to get a bit introspective and to think about what is our style and to actually define our style. And so, you know, I think my message around that is, and my tip is to reconnect with who you are, to, you know, think about what do you really love to wear and what makes you feel good. And, you know, forget about the trends, because I think, as I said before, you know, the trends are designed to, I think they, you know, kind of pull us off our path a little bit. And, you know, you want to stick to, you know, your style. And, you know, sometimes just opening up your wardrobe and having a look at what's the piece that you're really drawn to. You know, for you, it's that kind of turquoise dress, for example. You know, that makes you look and feel like $1 million. It's like, well, what are the elements of that? You know, is it the fabric? Is it the silhouette that I really love? What are the, you know, try and kind of look at the elements of the pieces of the clothing that you do really love and you feel really good wearing. And then you can start to, you know, develop a bit of a more clearer picture about what is your style going to be made up of.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking about it. So I really love the bit of bling, but it's not too much in your face. I actually don't have a lot of kind of sparkle in my wardrobe. And I just like the way it kind of just sat on, like sits on me, like really nicely under the bust, and it's just very flattering.
Mm.
So I can't wear anything too baggy because I am, you know, tiny frame, so it just completely does
overwhelms you.
Yeah. So I have to wear more tight fitting things. which, yeah, loose enough to breathe. But, yeah, you know, well, good. But actually, this reminded me about with my glasses journey, actually, because a couple of years ago I'd had a laser eye surgery like 14 years ago. I was wearing them full time, but I did have to start wearing them for the computer. And this is actually, I didn't realize, would play a massive part in my online identity. Mm. And I remember when it went between choosing the frames, and it was between brown frames, which would match my hair and my eyebrows, and, you know, or these ones, which anyone who has seen me before, I've got kind of like a rainbow. It's turquoise around the eyes, and it's kind of more like a turquoisey and purpley on the arms. And I really was umming and ahhing in the store going, oh, brown seems safe and comfortable. The other one, I feel like it's more fun. And I went for the more fun. And I'm so glad I did, because it really, it just adds a whole other touch. It shows mm-hmm. my personality a lot more than probably yeah. the brown, which I would have had, you know, years ago. I probably had similar frames. Yeah. So just that, yeah, it just reminded me then, just navy or the bright pink. If the bright pink makes you smile, even though it feels very bold, just go for it, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's a really interesting point. Like for you, you were able to kind of think, okay, this is fun, and that fun kind of matches my personality. And that can be another really great exercise for people to do. It's like, you know, have a think about a couple of words that do really, you know, describe who you are. And, you know, think about then what are the touches that you can, or how can you express those words through your style? You know, for me, I kind of have two words that I like to describe my style in, and that is refined, but it's playful. So I will always look for, you know, silhouettes that are a bit sort of more minimal, cleaner. I'm also, you know, like you, smaller frames, so things need to be quite slim fitting. But then I like to add a playful factor. So I'll always, you know, it's whether that's through a fun earring. I love a bright lipstick, a bright nail color. So, you know, or maybe it's a really fun kind of print on something, but, you know, having some kind of words, you know, like kind of personal style words, they can be really, really helpful to kind of act almost like a filter, you know, for us to kind of put things through.
That's a great tip. I really like that one. It's so mm-hmm. true. If you look up an outfit going, is this fun? No, this one's more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Any more little secrets or tips?
Oh, what would I say? Gosh, I mean, I've got a whole bag full of tips. But if I probably had to add one more, and I think this is one where, you know, again, perhaps we, you know, I think this is something where we can add a bit of flair and a bit of personality, and that's accessories. You know, often, you know, I see sort of, you know, women will put together, you know, a pair of pants and a top and kind of end it there. But, you know, to create, you know, a stylish outfit, it's often the accessories that bring it all together and elevate it to the next level. And, you know, this is again where we can have some fun with it, you know, and you can have, you know, create like a bit of a signature, you know, maybe it's, you know, statement necklaces, fun, creative earrings. Maybe it is your nail color. Maybe you love kind of quirky shoes. You know, I've had a couple of women and they just absolutely love shoes. And they might keep their outfit a bit more classic, but they'll have like a super fun or dramatic shoe. So I think, you know, don't be afraid to add accessories to your outfits, because I find that in general, women don't wear enough accessories. And it doesn't mean you have to wear loads. But they are, they're kind of like the glue, and they hold and build, you know, bring your outfit together.
Oh, great tip. Great tip on that. Is it someone who loves nails? Got sparkly yeah. glue nails at the moment.
Yeah, have a nail color.
Yeah, love it. Okay, so this has been a great chat. I'm now going to ask you some questions I always ask my guests. And the first one is, what type of marketing works best for you and your business, Lucy?
Authentic marketing, I have to say. And, you know, I've used LinkedIn as has been a key channel for me. I do, as I said, I've worked with, you know, female professionals and leaders, and I found that's been really good. But I would just, you know, I'd say it has to be authentic. It needs to speak to them, and it needs to actually talk to the heart of what their problem is and show them that there is a solution to that problem, and that I understand what that problem is.
Great. Love it. And tell me, how do you look after your health and wellness?
Oh, yeah, what a wonderful question. And I think it is a balance as a business owner, because, you know, my default is just to work harder and longer hours. And, you know, I have come to realize over the years that working harder is not always is not better, and absolutely impacts my health. So I really do try to eat a really, like nourishing diet. I think food is a really big factor when it comes to our energy levels and just how we feel about ourselves. Always try and make time for either Pilates, yoga, or meditation. You know, really try to meditate every morning, do some exercise, get out into nature, do some walks, and, you know, just try to, yeah, and try to kind of reconnect with, you know, with myself and, you know, with the universe and everything around, and, you know, stay grounded.
Great. Love it. Yeah. I've been meditating almost daily. I think I missed a couple of days, but the last 2 months, and I have noticed a difference with it. Actually, you do, when you just, it grounds you, and the outside thing and getting the sunshine on your skin when you can.
Yeah. Just like fills up your energy. And, you know, I think we as business owners as well, we can, you know, our energy levels can go, you know, that goes kind of up and down. And I think getting out, for me, getting out into nature, sunshine, just being amongst, you know, trees and, you know, that sort of thing, it really does help to, yeah, fill up my energy.
Awesome. And so how can people connect with you to finish?
Yes. So they can connect with me over on LinkedIn. So I share content there every week. I also have a free community inside Facebook. So Leadership with Style and Confidence is my Facebook group. And I do regular live trainings in there, share, you know, lots of resources and so forth. So come over and join me there. They can also connect with me via Instagram. So Lucy Owen Style Rises is sort of pretty much, you know, my handle for everything, and my website, stylerises.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. It's been a great chat and lots of great takeaways as well for the listeners. So,
fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, it was great chatting.
Thank you. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating or review via your podcast platform of choice, and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn to search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of this show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247 or book in a free 15-minute chat. Because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.